Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Telangana. CBI arrest 4 accused in case related to trafficking of Indian nationals for combat roles in Russian army. Air India Express cancels over 80 flights due to cabin crew shortage. IMD issues orange alert for rain over Gangetic West Bengal and Odisha today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants this evening. Campaigning is intensified for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held two rallies in Telangana. Addressing a public meeting at Vemula Wada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. He said the vote given to him made the country a defence exporter from a defence importer and removed Articles 370 from Kashmir.
BJP और NDA ने हर सेक्टर को आगे बढ़ाने का काम किया है. हम फार्मिंग सेक्टर को मॉडर्नाइज कर रहे हैं. हमारा जो खेती है, किसानी है, हमारा जो रायतु बंधु है, नेचुरल फार्मिंग, नैनो यूरिया और ड्रोन को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं. आज किसान को किसान सम्मान निधि मिल रही है. किसानों को फसल बीमा योजना का लाभ मिल रहा है.
Mr. Modi launched a scathing attack on BRS and Congress in Telangana and emphasized BJP's commitment to nation-first policy, comparing it with Congress and BRS' family-first approach. Mr. Modi further said these political parties are like by the family, for the family, of the family, and corruption and appeasement link them. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are canvassing for their party candidates today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed the first political rally in Rai Bareli for this election. Targeting BJP, she said that the saffron party is misleading people, and if a party comes to power, then wages of Asha workers, Anganwari workers and MG Narega workers will be doubled.
नौजवानों के लिए 30 लाख पद जो मोदी जी की सरकार ने खाली रखे हैं उनको भरने का काम हम तुरंत शुरू कराएंगे. 5,000 करोड़ रुपए का फंड बनाएंगे जिसमें से अगर आप अपना छोटा कारोबार शुरू करना चाहते हैं तो उस फंड में से आपको पैसे मिलेंगे. ये खास नौजवानों के लिए है. हम सरकार की तरफ से जो भी स्नातक पास बच्चे हैं उनके लिए हम ये अप्रेंटिसशिप का प्रोग्राम लाएंगे जिससे 1,00,000 रुपए सालाना नौजवानों को मिलेगा जब तक उनकी स्थायी.
Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Shahjahanpur and said that the party does false promises. He will later address a political rally in favour of party candidate in Farukhabad also. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also addressed a political rally in Lakhimpur Khiri district in favour of the party candidate and Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Teni. He appealed to the people to vote for BJP as this election is not only for making Narendra Modi third time Prime Minister but also to continue the welfare schemes of central government.
अपना एक तराई का क्षेत्र गन्ने का क्षेत्र है. सबसे ज्यादा गन्ना होता है यहाँ. 9 sugar mill है, 2 cooperative है. इसको चीनी का कटोरा भी कहते हैं. और मैं बताता हूँ उत्तर प्रदेश में मोदी जी की वहाँ और यहाँ भाजपा सरकार बनने के बाद सभी गन्ना वालों का पेमेंट टाइम पे करने का काम नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किया है.
In Haryana, 3 independent MLAs have withdrawn their support from the BJP government and extended it to the opposition Congress party. The independent MLAs Randhir Golan from Pundri, Dharampal Gondar from Nilokheri and Somvir Singh Sangwan from Dadri had sent a letter to the Haryana governor Bandaru Dattatreya informing him about the decision. They announced their decision during a press conference in Rohtak yesterday evening. They said that they have withdrawn support in the interest of the farmers. The media secretary of the Haryana CM, Praveen Atre, said the withdrawal of support by the independent MLAs would not impact the government as it still enjoys the support of 47 MLAs and 90 members assembly. In a series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Guntur parliamentary seat in Andhra Pradesh.
The Guntur Lok Sabha constituency stands as a prominent electoral region with 18 lakh voters, having women voters on slightly higher side. Guntur Lok Sabha has been a center of politics since independence. The giant personalities like Acharya N.G. Ranga and Kotta Raghuramaya represented the Lok Sabha for a long time. The Congress has won 12 times and TDP has won 4 times from 1952 to 2019. Currently, contesting from NDA Alliance is Dr. Pemmasani Chandrasekhar from Telugu Desam Party. Meanwhile, the main rival, YSR Congress Party candidate Killari Venkat Rosayya, is aiming to secure the support of the electorate with the hope on welfare schemes delivered by YSRCP government. The capital Amaravati aspect remains an important electoral issue in the constituency. This time there are 46,300 first-time voters. The election commission is leaving no stone unturned in ensuring a smooth and transparent election on May 13. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In a series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, we bring you another report on the Pune parliamentary seat in Maharashtra.
Regarded as cultural capital of Maharashtra, Pune is a major and historical city after Mumbai in the state, situated on the banks of twin rivers Mula and Mutha. Pune's ancient temples, monuments, museums and parks are worth a visit. This time, facilities of independent polling stations have been made available from 35 large housing societies in Pune city to draw urban voters in large numbers. Although a total of 35 candidates are in the fray in the constituency, it will be a three-way fight between BJP, Shiv Sena, Mahayuti, Mahavikas Aghadi and Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi. BJP's Muralidhar Mohol is the Mahayuti candidate, while Mahavikas Aghadi's candidate is Ravindra Dhangekar of Congress. There are six assembly constituencies in Pune Lok Sabha constituency. They include Wadgaon Sheri, Parvati, Kothrud, Kasbapet, Shivajinagar and Pune Cantonment. It has one MLA from NCP, Ajit Pawar Group, four from BJP and one from Congress. Considering this, BJP looks more dominant. So this time again, the battle is not easy for the Congress. Manoj Kshirsagar, Akashwani News, Pune.
A voter turnout of 64.58% was recorded in the third phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. In this phase, 93 Lok Sabha seats of 10 states and one union territory went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from all walks of life participated enthusiastically despite the heat wave condition in several parts of the country. Aam Aadmi Party today said that Arvind Kejriwal's arrest has only strengthened and not weakened them. Senior AAP leader Gopal Rai, speaking to the media in New Delhi, said that despite the leader being in jail, the party continues to campaign strongly for Lok Sabha elections. The party also unveiled its election strategy, including door-to-door campaigning and roadshows planned for the final 10 days of campaigning. Rai claimed that the Delhi government's policies have benefited all sections of society, including women, the elderly, businessmen and the working class. BJP today slammed Congress leader Sam Pitroda over his alleged objectionable comments on Indians. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, Mr. Pitroda has insulted India's culture and identity as well as the people of the country. He said as Lok Sabha election is moving ahead, the Congress is getting exposed. Mr. Trivedi alleged that the whole ideology of the Congress is about dividing people. Party leader and Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar alleged that Mr. Pitroda's comments reveals the mindset of Congress. Earlier, Mr. Pitroda had compared Indians from different parts of the country to Chinese, Africans, Arabs and whites. Senior BJP leader and Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today rejected Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegations that public sector undertakings, PSUs, have been dismantled and are in disarray. Countering the allegations leveled by Mr. Gandhi, Ms. Sitharaman in a social media post claimed that PSUs are thriving under the Narendra Modi government. She also alleged that it was under the Congress-led UPA government that PSUs suffered and claimed that the present government's focus on capital expenditure has also led to substantial growth in the stock performance. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested four accused in a case related to trafficking of Indian nationals for combat roles in the Russian army. The CBI said that it has busted a major human trafficking network running across the country targeting gullible youths on the pretext of lucrative jobs abroad. In the case, the CBI arrested the two accused who are residents of Kerala and two other accused of Mumbai. The agency said these traffickers have been operating as an organized network to lure internationals through social media platforms and the local agents for highly paid jobs in Russia. Air India Express has cancelled more than 80 flights and scores of flights have been delayed as a section of cabin crew members have reported sick to protest against certain policies of the airline management. An Air India Express spokesperson said the airline is engaging with the cabin crew members to understand the reasons for reporting sick and also apologized for the flight disruptions. Several Air India Express flight services from the four international airports in Kerala have been disrupted since last night as many cabin crew employees of the carrier have collectively taken sick leave. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has called for a report from Air India Express regarding cancellation of flights and asked them to resolve issues promptly. Sources said the ministry has also asked them to ensure facilities to passengers as per DGCA norms. Kerala government has instructed all districts to remain vigilant following reported cases of West Nile fever in three districts of the state. Health Minister Veena George confirmed that the fever transmitted by Culex mosquito has been identified in Thrissur, Mallappuram and Kozhikode districts. The minister directed all districts to take necessary measures for mosquito control and urged the public to seek immediate treatment. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Cordon and Search Operation, CASO, launched in Poonch Forest after terrorist attack on an Indian Air Force IAF convoy at Shastar on the 4th of this month continued on the 5th consecutive day today. Army and police carried out search operations in areas surrounded by dense woods, including Sanai, Shastar, Gursai Top and Shindhara areas of Poonch. India has once again called upon Canada to stop providing criminal and secessionist elements a safe haven and political space in the country. In response to media queries regarding a float in the Nagar Kirtan parade in Moulton, Canada, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi has repeatedly raised strong concerns regarding violent imagery being used by extremist elements in Canada against India's political leadership. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for moderate rain and thunderstorm with lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 to 50 kilometers per hour over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha today. Several places in Rajasthan are in the grip of extreme heat. In most of the districts, the maximum temperature has been measured above 42 degrees Celsius. At some places, the mercury has reached above 44 degrees Celsius, a report.
Heat wave like conditions are prevailing in the border districts of the state, Barmer, Jaisalmer, Bikaner and Sri Ganganagar. Due to scorching heat, people in many towns and cities are avoiding coming out of their homes during the day. The government has given the responsibility to the collectors to declare school holidays or change their timings. According to the Met Department, there will be an effect of extreme heat today and tomorrow across the state. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning is in full swing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds rallies in Telangana. CBI arrests four accused in case related to trafficking of Indian nationals for combat roles in Russian army. Air India Express cancels over 80 flights due to cabin crew shortage. IMD issues orange alert for rain over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.